5. Who saw Custer last? So exactly when was Custer last seen alive? According to the eyewitness record, the last 12 men who saw Custer alive and survived the battle all encountered him just before the beginning of the Custer fight. These were the three men who carried Custer's last orders, 4 7th Cavalry stragglers and 1 Arikara and 4 Crow scouts for the 7th Cavalry. 6 of these men left eyewitness accounts that shed light on this question. Here are their final encounters with Custer, in chronological order, from first to last. Fred Golden. Fred Golden carried an unknown message penned by the regimental adjutant, Lieutenant W.W. Cook, from Custer to Reno. Golden left Custer's command before Custer and his men started their charge down Medicine Tail Coulee. Custer had just ridden with a couple of men to the edge of the bluff and grandly waved his hat. Crow scout White Man Runs Him also described Custer waving his hat to his men below, and Medal of Honor winner Stan Roy was one of the men with Reno who saw Custer on the bluff. Upon his return, Golden heard Custer tell one of his lieutenants, "Keogh, those Indians are running. If we can keep them at it, we can afford to sacrifice half the horses in the command." Custer's men and horses were exhausted from riding all night. Custer had not yet seen the huge Indian village. Daniel Knipe. Daniel Knipe carried a verbal order from Custer to Captain Thomas M. McDougall, who commanded the pack train with the 7th Cavalry's extra ammunition. "Tell McDougall to bring the pack train straight across to high ground. If the packs get loose, don't stop to fix them. Cut them off. Come quick. Big Indian camp." Knipe left Custer's command shortly after they sighted the village for the first time, which is to say, a few minutes after Golden. John Martin, or Giovanni Martini. John Martin carried the same order as Knipe, this time in writing, to Custer's best battlefield commander, Captain Frederick Benteen, moments after Knipe, perhaps because it took W.W. Cook a little longer to write it down. This is the famous, "Come on, big village, be quick" order. As with his order to McDougall, Custer stressed, Cook wrote it twice, that Benteen should bring the ammunition packs, clearly indicating that Custer expected to need a lot of ammunition. Martin left Custer's command partway down Medicine Tail Coulee, shortly after they sighted the huge village for the first time. White Man Runs Him. White Man Runs Him said that when Custer first caught glimpse of the immense Free Sioux and Cheyenne village, he declared, "These people are troublesome. I am going to teach them a lesson today." White Man Runs Him said that he and the other Crow scouts went with Custer down the dry gulch, Medicine Tail Coulee, to near the river. According to Curley, Custer released his scouts from further service to the 7th Cavalry shortly after John Martin dashed away with Custer's last order for Benteen. Peter Thompson. Peter Thompson recalled of his first sight of the huge village in the bend of the Little Bighorn River. It was truly an imposing sight. Thompson rode with the rest of Custer's men down the Death Coulee after Golden, Knipe, Martin, and Custer's scouts departed. But before the Americans got to the river, Thompson was one of 4 7th Cavalry survivors whose horses gave out and who were, for that reason, spared. James Watson, John Fitzgerald, John Brennan, and Thompson, whose exhausted horse entirely played out near the bottom of Medicine Tail Coulee. Thus Thompson and the other three quickly became the sort of casualties that Custer told Keogh he was willing to accept mere minutes before. To his extreme distress, Thompson was left behind in enemy terrain as his 7th Cavalry comrades charged on to attack the huge village on the other side of the Little Bighorn River. Ironically, this dire development ultimately saved his life. After a couple of dangerously narrow escapes from the Sioux, Thompson made his way on foot to the river, where he encountered one of the 7th Cavalry's Crow scouts in the midst of an apparent war crime, and then, for one last brief instant, Custer himself. Thompson saw Custer at the river mere minutes before Custer led the attack at Medicine Tail Coulee, an attack of 200-plus 7th Cavalry troopers that was suddenly halted and repulsed mid-river by less than a dozen warriors, as eyewitnesses White Cowbull George Glenn and Curley described. Yes, friends, that's the way the eyewitness record says it happened. This encounter with Custer, one of his Crow scouts and a tethered Sioux squaw on a secluded flat by the river by Thompson, who was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for valor at the Battle of the Little Bighorn, is the last positively identified sighting of Custer alive. On the Indian side, most Sioux and Cheyenne warriors, from Crazy Horse to He Dog to Standing Bear to Little Soldier, admitted the Sioux and Cheyenne did not recognize Custer during the battle, or even know that Custer was the Bluecoats' commander. Several warriors, like Foolish Elk, Left Hand, White Shield, and Lazy White Bull, saw officers in buckskin during the battle whom they later believed could have been Custer, but at the time no one knew, and those who thought they knew, like Bad Soup, actually had it wrong.